Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another day, another self-help pep talk? But trust me, this isn't your typical find your inner Zen spiel. We're diving into something real, something that actually makes a difference, prioritizing self-care for better discipline. You heard that right. Think about it. How can you expect to be laser-focused, productive, and disciplined if you're running on fumes? If your well is constantly depleted, trying to pour from an empty cup just doesn't work. It's like expecting a car to run on fumes. Eventually, it's going to sputter and stall. So, let's talk about why self-care isn't just some fluffy buzzword. It's the foundation for building real discipline. Here are five key takeaways that will blow your mind. First up, self-care boosts your energy levels. Ever feel like you're dragging yourself through the day, like a zombie who can barely function? Well, neglecting your physical and mental well-being leads to burnout, fatigue, and frankly, lack of motivation. When you prioritize sleep, healthy food, and movement, you're fueling your body and mind for peak performance. It's like giving your internal engine a high-octane tune-up. Second, self-care sharpens your focus. You know that feeling when you're stressed out, anxious, or overwhelmed? Your brain feels like it's running on overdrive, constantly buzzing with thoughts and worries. Self-care techniques like meditation, mindfulness, or even just taking a few deep breaths can help calm the mental chatter and bring clarity to your mind. Think of it like decluttering your mental workspace. Suddenly, you have room to breathe and focus on the task at hand. Third, self-care fosters resilience. Life throws curveballs, right? It's inevitable. But when you practice self-care regularly, you build emotional strength and resilience. You become better equipped to handle stress, setbacks, and challenges without getting completely derailed. Think of it like building mental muscle. The more you practice self-care, the stronger your ability to bounce back from adversity becomes. Fourth, self-care reduces procrastination. Ever feel like you're constantly putting things off? You know that task is important, but something always seems to get in the way? Well, when you're burnt out and depleted, procrastination feels like an easy escape. Self-care helps break that cycle by boosting your energy levels, improving focus, and reducing stress, all of which make tackling those daunting tasks much more manageable. And finally, self-care empowers you to set boundaries. Discipline isn't just about pushing yourself harder. It's also about knowing when to say no and protect your time and energy. Self-care helps you recognize your limits and prioritize what truly matters. It gives you the confidence to say no to commitments that drain you, and yes to activities that nourish your soul. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who's juggling a demanding job, family life, and a side hustle. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and struggling to stay on top of everything. Sound familiar? Sarah tries to power through, but her productivity plummets. She snaps at loved ones, and her well-being suffers. She knows she needs to make a change. So, Sarah decides to prioritize self-care. She starts by getting enough sleep, eating nutritious meals, and incorporating regular exercise into her routine. She also makes time for activities she enjoys, like reading, spending time in nature, or catching up with friends. The result? Sarah feels more energized, focused, and resilient. She's able to manage her responsibilities more effectively, set healthy boundaries, and prioritize what truly matters. Remember, folks, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's the foundation for building real discipline, achieving your goals, and living a fulfilling life. So go ahead, treat yourself like the VIP you are. You can apply these key takeaways starting today. Take a few minutes to reflect on what self-care means for you. What activities energize and recharge you? What boundaries do you need to set to protect your time and energy? Start small and build from there. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing this message. And let me know your thoughts. What are your favorite self-care practices? Hit us up on social media or leave a comment below. Until next time, keep switching things up.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.